listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We are visiting for a second segment, I'm very pleased to say, with Noni Darwish, a senior fellow of the Center for Security Policy, a best-selling author a number of times over, including, among them, Cruel and Usual Punishment, The Terrifying Global Implications of Islamic Law. She also, most recently, has published Wholly Different, Why I Chose Biblical Values Over Islamic Values. You can also find her writings at the Gatestone Institute. Noni Darwish, again, thank you for joining us and for staying with us. I did want to ask you what you, as a woman who hails from the Middle East of Arab extraction, but very much supportive of the state of Israel, make of this decision of President Trump to, well, as I said earlier, recognize reality and have American policy finally reflect the fact that Jerusalem is indeed the capital of the Jewish state.
Absolutely. And there are some announcements by Arab leaders, and I wouldn't take that too seriously. I think they have to go and say that before the public. As we all know, Arab leaders have to appear and appease the Islamists in order to survive. But that is a superficial thing. I believe that this will all go down very quickly, and it will be a matter of fact, and they know it.
One of the things that I've been counseling for some time, Noni, is that you make it a matter of fact, the president, that is, by directing our consulate in Jerusalem to simply change the name on the plate outside to reflect the fact that it's now our embassy, not a consulate. I do worry a bit that leaving it hanging out there while they fulminate about where to build and what to build and how big a building to build and all that, that this may incentivize people to try to stir the pot, disrupt that. Noni, I did want to ask you, for decades now, successive presidencies, we've seen a man who's come to office campaigning on the promise that he would move the embassy to the capital of Israel, Jerusalem, only to find that successive presidents didn't do it. And usually, I think it's fair to say, they didn't do it because they were advised by the State Department or other experts or indeed allies in the region that this would set off the Arabs, that they would behave violently. You were saying a moment ago that you think that this will probably not materialize. I'm interested in whether you think that we actually incentivize bad behavior by these jihadist types, these Sharia supremacists, by signaling that we might have our policies and practices affected by their violence.
Absolutely. A lot of people don't understand that Arabs respect power, and President Trump is exhibiting power, and he will be respected for that. There might be a few skirmishes of terror acts here and there, I have no doubt, but they happen anyway. They happen on a regular basis anyway. So Arabs are not, they didn't run out of excuses to terrorize anyway. So we should show that we are sticking to our principles. And it's time to right the wrongs towards Israel and stand with conviction. And Arabs respect that.
It does seem to me that not only do they respect power, but they have nothing but contempt for those who don't have it, but even more so, for those who have it but won't use it. Is that right?
Exactly. Look at President Obama. During his giving everything for Arabs, apologizing, what did we get? We got ISIS. We got, worldwide Islamic terrorism has intensified terribly during the time of Obama. And so which means what? Which means that concessions and fear and exhibiting fear will only bring us more terror and it's, you know, acting fearful attracts Islamic terror.
I couldn't agree more. That's it seems so self-evident and commonsensical, Noni, and yet it seems as though those in our elites in this country who are supposed to be deeply knowledgeable about the Arab mind or the Arab street or, you know, the history of the region seem to miss this this basic reality all the time. Speaking of reality, Noni, could you just give us a sense from at least your perspective of the so-called peace process between the Palestinians and the Israelis? Is there such a thing? I mean, we're being told that this is going to finish it off or endanger it mortally. What's your read on whether there is one in the first instance? If there is it a good thing?
No, I mean, we all know it. But we all know who wants peace and who wants excuses. It's the Palestinians don't want peace because they have trained themselves to live under a constant condition of turmoil. And it's, I mean, to try to please them is not going to, we're not going to achieve peace with appeasement. And peace is not undermined at all.
I think one of the things that I was particularly struck by, Noni, in hearing some of the expert commentary over the past day or so of this imminent announcement was the former diplomats notably saying, well, there may be an opportunity here for creative diplomacy. If the president were to recognize Israel's control of West Jerusalem and put an embassy in there, but then turn around and recognize East Jerusalem as the capital of the Palestinians and to promise to put in an American embassy there for the Palestinians, that this could really move things along. Again, knowing the region, knowing the actors as you do, Noni Darwish, what do you make of that?
It's a joke. First of all, Jerusalem was never an Arab capital to anybody. And forcing that is wrong. And Jerusalem, all of Jerusalem, should be Israel's capital. Again, we're not going to achieve peace with appeasement. Arabs don't have a shortage of land. They have a shortage of compassion, and they have a shortage of compromising. It's time for Palestinians to start learning to compromise. And I am very grateful for President Trump's decision. It was time to do it, and he picked the right time. I think it's the perfect time to do that. With all the problems between the Sunnis and the Shiites and Iran and Saudi Arabia, they have a lot more problems to think about other than Jerusalem.
And destroying Israel, I think, which is ever present in their minds. Noni, we have to leave it at that for the moment. It's so good to talk with you, and I'm so deeply appreciative for the work that you do at Arabs for Israel, at former Muslims United, the Gatestone Institute, and of course, in fellowship with us. Thank you, and I commend once again her wonderful books, including most recently, Wholly Different, Why I Chose Biblical Values Over Islamic Values. Come back to us soon, Noni Darwish. It's so good to talk to you. Look forward to doing so again in the near future. Merry Christmas in the meantime. Next up, Dr. Harold Rode joins us. We'll talk with him about these developments and more in the Middle East and beyond. Right after this.